The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. And welcome to the 24th of October, a week from today, Halloween. 7:05 is the time, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. Do you have a national day?
Good morning. Yes, we do.
And?
Today is United Nations Day.
It's what?
United Nations Day.
United Nations Day. Okay. On some things, I'm happy about that and the fact that all the nations get together in New York. Other things is sometimes they say they want to do things that just make no sense at all.
So, is this organization protecting each other or?
Yeah, the idea is that they share ideas and come together to try and prevent wars, which they, you know, haven't done very well at. The weather today, increasing clouds with a high near 78 and a 20% chance of showers after 11 p.m. today or tonight. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 50 or 62. And it looks like that the rest of the week, my friends. It's going to be chances of showers until Saturday, and then it's going to be sunny with a high near 62. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, a little bit chillier. I think we've gotten past the 90 degree mark now, and it's going to be and the lows are going to be in the 40s. So be prepared for that. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's starting to get colder. You might want to give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's the Shasta Gas Propane. They do treat their customers like warm friends. So, what's going on? Hey, you know what? There's an there's a hospital that's opening up. That it's been open. It was open for years, and then they suspended. They voluntarily suspended their license so they could reorganize. And Patients Hospital on Eureka Way reopened its doors in August following a voluntary closure from spring 2022 to July 2023. And it's expanding its insurances. And I can just tell you that and the chief of staff is Dr. Randy Tate, who we know real well. And they're going to offer orthopedic, plastic, and podiatric surgeries and plan to include other types of surgeries in the near future. Who runs his Center for Facial Plastic Surgery office next door to the hospital. Now, the hospital was started by Dr. James Tate. Gosh, when was that? It was decades ago. And he and Yvonne have been running that hospital. And the so, like I said, they voluntarily gave up the license while they reorganized. And Patients Hospital has a great, great reputation. And I can see it's going to continue to go forward. So we're real happy to see that. So a big shout out to the Tate family. And to see Patients Hospital is back. It's a surgical facility. It doesn't have emergency room or intensive care. And it accepts Medicare and Blue Cross insurance, is in the process of contracting with Blue Shield. They also accept Health Net, Cigna insurance groups, and workers' comp. We want to be able to serve everybody, Randy said, Dr. Tate said. Beds are filling up. We have more than 10 surgeons on staff right now, and that will definitely grow as we expand services. Now, they hire over 70 people there at Patients Hospital. the elder Tate, James, is still seeing patients, but after doing, he still sees patients in Reading, but after doing surgery for 40 years, he wanted to go out on top. Nothing but good news that this is, that it's reopening like that. Dad wanted to take a break in 2022, and now son is opening it up again. Wow. And like I said, People's Hospital has had nothing but, great reviews. Linda was there for a procedure and just said she was treated so well. And the place is, Patients Hospital is, one of the, you know, she said if she had to go anywhere, she'd like to go to Patients Hospital if for a procedure like that. Yeah. What else is going on today? I thought that was good news. It's good news to see things opening up like that. Speaker of the House. I almost hate to start talking about the Speaker of the House. It's been, realized that this is the longest period the House has been without a Speaker since, you ready for this? 1855 and 1856. Seven Republicans are vying for the speakership. Tom Emmer of Minnesota, Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, Brian Donalds of Florida, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, Austin Scott of Georgia, Jack Bergman of Michigan, and Pete Sessions from Texas are trying out for it. There's been a moderate Democrat out of Minnesota that said, hey, I'm willing to work with them if you bring Ukraine and Israel funding back on the floor and do a negotiated budget to keep the government running. And as Scalise says, who was running for it and then couldn't get the support, it's about unifying the Republicans. And you would think that of these seven that they could rally behind one of them. And Trump's not going to endorse anybody for House Speaker. He has decided that he is not going to use his social network power to do it. So, third time the charm, we'll find out. All right, today, the 24th of October, we found out it was United Nations Day, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is community. It truly is a community bank. Local board of directors, the CEO is a local guy, as was the last one. They started in Red Bluff, but now they have migrated here to Reading. They've got a branch at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street right here, and right down the block from us here in Reading. Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue is the main branch. And then the newest branch at Ventura Street in Anderson. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events. And we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Real happy with them. You can visit them online and learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's always on assignment on Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Locally owned, locally operated, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman. Great selection of jewelry at fair prices and just generally really nice people down there. We do business with Four Winds Jewelry, and I'm looking for that special gift for Linda. I always go to Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Why are people supporting Donald Trump? And they went up to New Hampshire and asked people, and I think the reasons they have pretty much go across the country. Four indictments, people in Georgia pleading guilty to things. And the reasons that they're putting here is they see Trump as a man of the people. Right now in New Hampshire, he's got nearly 50% of the Republican vote there. Nikki Haley is the closest to him with 20%. While people don't necessarily like Trump and his at times bombastic and crude, which is absolutely true, speaking style, he's not somebody that he makes it easy to like. And this one voter said, I mean, he's a jerk. Nobody likes him. He's taking care of everything that he promised he was going to do and take care of. I felt safe while he was president. They felt like he was one of us. And that sentiment was echoed up and down the line of voters, of potential voters. Mounting concerns about the economy. Well, the economy is having some huge problems now, particularly as it relates to energy prices. Like in New Hampshire, for instance, they rank second nationally for the number of residents that use oil to heat their homes. And they have felt the pain of these oil prices. They're saying is they believe that Trump is going to get the economy back on track, that he's going to bring down the cost of energy dramatically as soon as he gets elected. And I think one of the things that – one of the slogans he has is drill, baby, drill, somewhat like Sarah Palin did. And they believe that in America first now more than ever. Since the early days, Trump's call for America first agenda has struck chords in so many people across the country. As wars in Israel and Ukraine go on, as you know, people are still believing in this. One of the comments was, we're borrowing billions of dollars to give other people money. She this one lady said that when she spoke at a rally, she preferred the next U.S. president to focus more on building jobs for people in this country. So, man of the people, the economy, and America first. That makes sense for what they're saying. Hey, in 2022, nearly 1 million residents left California. 1 million residents, according to this census poll, the 2030 census. It accelerated in 2022, with 817,000 residents leaving the state for an annual net loss of over 300,000 residents to other states, according to new U.S. Census data. Should out-migration continue, California could lose more than 5 already projected congressional seats it's expected to shed after the 2030 census. 5 more. I can understand it. When we talked to people that people, you know, that you all know out there, when they retire, they're not staying here. They're heading to Oregon. They're heading to Tennessee. They're heading to Texas. They're heading to other states where the cost of living is a lot better. So what's that mean? Well, that means if you've got close to 1 million people leaving and more every year to do all the spending that the state does, that there's going to be one way of doing that. If the people aren't there to pay taxes, they're going to have to find other ways to tax us, like the miles you drive, vice the gasoline tax. You can count on seeing that. Your property taxes go up every year. They're trying to change that so they can change that, so they can raise it more. Business taxes will go up. There'll be, every tax that you can think of is going to just keep increasing. And then on top of that, they're increasing the wages of fast food workers to $20 an hour and all healthcare workers to $25 an hour. And that's just the beginning of that, because if you take a new employee at $20, if somebody's been there for a year, they've got to be $22 or more. Managers get more than that. So it's just a matter of time that California, unless it slows this down or changes something, it's just a matter of time before the state can no longer have the type of budget it has and spend money and billions of dollars on things like the train to nowhere. As we heard yesterday, there hasn't been a passenger on it, and they've got some overpasses. They are still trying to get the land bought or condemned so they can put the tracks over it. And they're right now 30% over what they are. No, it's more than that. It's three times as much to build now as it was before. But yet the state continues to do that. They're starting to make inroads on your, what you can have in your house, what you have to have in your home, and pushing us into a, electric vehicle conundrum, because you're going to have to, no new vehicles can be bought that are internal combustion. They're electric. Yet we don't have the infrastructure or the power requirements it's going to take to do that. So they're going to have to figure that out over the next few years. Meanwhile, they're still pushing their agenda, even if it doesn't make sense. Back in Shasta County, today they're going to be talking about something that's kind of interesting. Supervisor Jones' 151-acre shooting center goes to the board today. And he's made a proposal to build a 151-acre shooting sports complex. Comes up to the front of the board. And Jones isn't going to vote because, he has to recuse himself on that. What happens is he's been working on putting this together, for as long as I've lived here, maybe a couple years after. So he's been working on getting all the permits and getting the everything in there, everything from CEQA, environmental, every other permit put together. Now, it's going to be about 7 miles east of Anderson, about a half mile north of Dersh Road. They will include a 5,000 square foot clubhouse with a 3,200 square foot attached patio, a 1,000 square foot caretaker's residence, and a 700 square foot law enforcement clubhouse with a 270 square foot patio. The plans on it is to operate 5 days a week from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. or until dark during the winter months. Now, he plans up to two large events annually that could attract up to 500 people. And he also plans for 12 smaller events that could attract up to 200 visitors, the county report says. For Jones to go forward, the board must approve changing the zoning on the property from one that allows limited residential with mobile homes on a 40-acre minimum lots to one that allows commercial recreation. The board also must approve the reports that assess the environmental impacts of the project. Most of the conflicts with this is people about noise and about rounds impacting on their property if that happens. And another gentleman has brought up that, who by the way led the effort to recall Cry, Kevin Cry, due to the significant financial benefits you've been receiving from Mr. Jones' election committee, they want him to recuse himself to voting on this. And Patrick Jones has said, I've given him no money. Cry said he's received no money from Jones. But this is going to come up today. So if you're planning on going to the Board of Supervisors meeting today, I have a feeling there's going to be a long and probably contentious public comments period going on about this. And then when this one comes up for vote, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Jones, like I said, this isn't something he started when he was on, when he got elected to the Board of Supervisors. This has been going on for well over a decade. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens today with this. Are they going to, has he done everything he's supposed to do? Has he gone through all, jumped through all the hoops, jumped through all the permitting processes to have this happen? And, but it has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with all the craziness going on with insurance, I mean, when you live in Carmichael, California, in the center of Sacramento, and your insurance, your homeowner's insurance, does not get renewed, you know that there's something going on, that it's difficult. And if you're in a rural area, it's even worse. Well, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of your insurance needs. She's going to find insurance for you. She's been helping people out since 1993. Families, seniors, business owners, and veterans. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our 4th anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Like a river raging strong, if the wind I'm facing chasing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop in our chat room just by going to our site at KCNR1460, and if you've got questions or comments, just put them on there. Our guest today is Jean Jelke, got it. And she's here from the Empire Recovery Center. So good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Okay. You're on the board, right?
Yes, I'm on the Empire Recovery Center's Board of Directors.
And tell us what the Empire Recovery Center is.
It's
People have heard about it, but they don't really know that much about it.
That's very true. What we do is we try to help people that have the challenge of substance use disorder. We have three programs kind of in a continuum of care. We start with a withdrawal management program where people that need help with withdrawing.
Are all these people inpatients?
No, only one of the two programs. The withdrawal management is inpatient or
right.
in residential. They're not
right.
patients.
Right. But they live there while they're
But
going
they live
there,
yes, 24/7. Okay. Then we have a residential program, which is 30 to 90 days of treatment. They've already gone through the withdrawal management phase, mm-hmm. which is usually 3 to 5 days. During the residential program, they learn skills to help them continue to work toward recovery, and they learn also. It's kind of a combination of both mental health tools that they can use through counseling with our advocates. They learn how to manage their affairs through life skills, and they learn how to deal with the environmental things that affect their ability to continue to recover.
A lot of the I've always found it amazing that detox or withdrawal mm-hmm. only takes 3 to 5 days before it's out of your system.
That is something a lot of people don't realize. However,
that's anything.
That's
tobacco,
that's
alcohol,
true.
Drugs.
That's
it takes that long for your system to reset itself.
Well, and that's just clearing it of
right.
the actual
toxins.
Chemical and
yeah.
toxins itself. However, the physiological dependence, the whole mindset and everything is still extremely sensitive, extremely likely for people to be triggered to go back to it
sure.
Without
sure.
some kind of intervention.
They've been off it for a day, and
right.
it's all they're thinking about is doing it some more, even though it's out of their system.
That's
now
right.
Now it's psychological.
That's right. And it's physiological, too, because because when you have, and I'm no expert on it, please realize I'm not a professional in this category, but I do have a lot of empathy for the people and the families that are going through these struggles. It is also physiological because there are chemical changes to the brain that happen with substance use disorders. So that makes it even more challenging. It's not simply, you know, a willpower thing that you can, you know, now that you're dry or now that you've got this physical chemical out of your system, doesn't mean that road is clear.
I heard a lecture on this and about drugs, and you know the happiness part of your brain, which usually runs around 70%.
Mm-hmm.
You start taking drugs, and all of a sudden now the drugs are bringing that up to like 150-200% happiness, where you know it really makes you feel good, and it's just a super feeling. And when it's gone, it does have a psychological and physiological where they want to feel get that feeling again.
Yes, exactly.
Over and over again, and which is what causes them to go further and further down the road to addiction.
And
so
that's right, and that's why it's also difficult for them to. It's not an easy process just getting it out of your system. Then you have to learn how to deal with those urges, with those compelling sensations that you have, that you want to return to that state where you had that you thought you had that happy feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, does this also try to tell you or teach you how to stay away from your other addicted friends? Does that help? I mean, if you've got friends that are addicts and you go back into that, into that group, I mean, that's just that's a blueprint for failure.
So that's a good segue to the third program. We talked a little bit about the detox program, or the, what we call now withdrawal management, because we try to help manage that process. It's a awful situation where you're going through the withdrawals. Anyway, then there's the residential where you are removed from that environment for 30 to 90 days, and actually 90 is the most effective. We also have an outpatient program so that people that have gone through the treatment, they've gone through, they don't necessarily have to go directly in this continuum. They can go in different, enter the program in different phases, but the outpatient is to help keep those the recovery tools that you've learned, to keep reinforcing those and helping people through the psychological issues that they're dealing with, and give them that support and that counseling that they need. And that is up to 6 more months. So basically somebody could be almost in a whole year in the Empire Recovery Center. Now, one of the things we're hoping to do, and this is one of the reasons why we like to do an annual signature event called the Friends of the Empire Dinner, which is coming up. We want to help educate the public about the situation here in Reading and the good asset that the Empire Recovery Center is to solving some of those issues with drug use and so forth. Is we want to get people to understand that this is a community asset that needs support. It's a totally non-local organization. It's not affiliated with any national or statewide organization. It's not a government entity. We do get some government funding because many of the clients are low to low income. So we do get some funding from government to help cover their treatment. But we are not a government organization, so we need the support of the community.
Okay. And now you're going to have a dinner when?
On November 1st. It's at the Gaia Event Center.
We've been there before.
Yes.
And they have, it's really a fine event. People come in and talk about how the Empire Recovery Center has literally saved their lives and turned their lives around.
Yes.
So how do you get tickets to this?
Well, you can go to the Empire Recovery Center's website, which is a lot of letters, but it's pretty easy to remember. It's www.EmpireRecoveryCenter.org.
Yeah, so it's EmpireRecoveryCenter.org.
Right.
Forget the www.
Now,
you just put it in your computer.
Yes, and then follow the prompts there for Friends of the Empire, and it'll eventually take you to a link that'll take you to where you can buy tickets. And they're $70 each, we'll probably be able to take tickets sales up through about Friday. It does say Wednesday on the website, but we probably can find seats for people up to Friday.
They also have raffle items and all that. And the last time we went, we actually won something.
You did.
And then somehow managed to pay for it but not get it. And
so Jean
was going to bring it in. She found it. It's a year old. I don't know what, I don't even know what it is and at this point, but she's going to bring it by. So
yes.
That was pretty cool.
Yes. It was mixed in with our decorations, so you didn't claim it after you bought it.
That's okay. It went to a good cause. I want to take a break. Can you hang on for a little bit afterwards?
Sure.
I want to talk about your success rate. I want to talk about how many people you've helped and all of this. But remember that that Gaia dinner and a fundraiser is going to be on November 1st, and you can get tickets via EmpireRecoveryCenter.org. And let them know you're going to be coming to this, because it's not a government organization. It does get some grants and some funding due to the types of people that are coming in. But they do all this work. And one of the things we talk about in this town is the drug and alcohol problem we have, which equals homelessness. And if we can get people helped and get them onto the right path that takes another homeless person off the street. And that's what I want to talk about when we get back. Okay?
That sounds great.
This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Kubota. Every time I turn around, there's a Kubota tractor, there's a Kubota side loader out there. I see them being pulled around the streets. I see them in yards. I see them out on construction sites. And if you're looking for a day, a month, or to buy one, go to NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Locally owned, locally operated, out of Anderson. They started in Redding, and then they were such a success, they built a new facility in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Good people down there, young couple, do a lot for our community, too. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You can call them at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. It's their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people that are in the program. And the whole idea is to reduce the number of serious falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. Find out more about the program and maybe sign up. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. I'm here with Jean Jelke from the Empire Recovery Center. She's on the board there, and she's, I guess, you're in charge of the dinner?
Yes.
That's going to happen November 1st out at the Gaia Hotel. Tickets are $70 a piece, and it's a fundraiser for the Empire Recovery Center. They don't get a lot of government funding. They get some, but the rest of it is, what, donations,
well,
grants?
Donations, grants. We do get reimbursed by people for people that have Medi-Cal, and that are covered by those kinds of programs for the treatment. But it's not we don't get any direct money from the government.
Okay. The this is just a ballpark figure of how many people y'all have helped over the years. How long has the Empire been around?
The Empire Recovery Center started in 1971, so we are over 50 years old now.
I had no idea it was that.
Right. And people wonder, why is it called the Empire Recovery Center? Because
that is a good question.
It is a historic building in Redding, over 100 years old, and at one point it was called the Empire Hotel. It had various, as you can well imagine, being over 100 years old, has had many uses over the years. But in 1970-ish, it had a bar.
It had a bar. Well, hotels had bars.
That's right. It was a boarding house and so forth, and in various permutations over the years.
But it's been the Empire Recovery Center has been since 1971.
And the proprietor at the time, and I've forgotten his name. If I were more of a historian, I'd be able to tell you. But he decided that he was done with the. He had helped too many people try to dry out after overindulging, so. He decided to turn it into a alcoholic rehabilitation center.
I'll be darned.
And so its official name is the Empire Hotel Rehabilitation Center.
Is that the real name of it?
Yes, and its initials are EHARC, which was Alcoholic Rehabilitation Center.
Okay.
But over the years, it evolved from being just alcohol to other forms of substance use.
You know, probably back in 1971, It was mainly alcohol.
Yes, it
was. I would
was.
Imagine. And yes. Even though there were drugs out there, but not heavy like they are today. So that was interesting. The guy used to serve him the booze, and then he was trying to dry him out.
That's
just decided
right.
to make it into a recovery center.
And that's that. By, I think it was 1977, it was a 501c3.
Okay.
So that little bit of history kind of, I think, helps people understand this is a local asset. This is not something that somebody from the outside plugged in here.
Yeah, just plopped in.
It's something that grew from the inside out, so that we this is a treasure.
Well, now, can you give me just a ballpark figure about how many people you think you
so all since felt? 1971, probably something in the high teen thousands.
High teen thousands.
Yes, maybe 18. 19. Yeah, 18,000 maybe.
Okay.
Over the year, over those
sure,
50 plus
years.
Years.
Yeah, 52 years.
So if you divide that out, it's several hundred people every year that go through one or more of the programs. I believe it's something over 200 clients go through the detox program or now what we call withdrawal management.
Withdrawal management. Yeah.
And
it sounds better.
It does sound a little more
we know what
dignified.
It is. Yeah,
yes. Well,
you're detoxing.
And these are human beings. That's what people have to remember.
These are people who have made wrong decisions in their lives.
Right, or were victims of some horrible environment that they were forced to live in.
And they saw their parents taking fentanyl. I just saw some people arrested. They were taking fentanyl. They had fentanyl everywhere around the house, and there was a five-year-old in there. Guess what? That's not the best way to raise a child. Now, do you get the people that come to you? Do the police bring them, or do they show up on their own, or you get them from other places?
Mostly we get them referred by either other social service agencies that are kind of gateway. We get them also from the hospitals. They people show up and they refer them. Sometimes it is police. Mm-hmm. We did try an experiment a few years ago with having a sobering center located at our building, but it was.
You didn't have the, if I remember right, you didn't have the medical staff that was required, or it was too.
We difficult. Had to have they had to have medical clearance before they could be dropped off. That
oh, okay.
was the
That's
thing
because
we
don't
we did
yeah.
not. We yeah. had, we had trained staff that could help them through the process, but we had to make sure they didn't have any underlying medical issues
that
were
right.
Yes,
that
so it we didn't have a high enough load, so to speak, of those type of people that it was not continued after.
Right.
After it was a pilot project.
What do you think your success rate here is? And it's tough. I know it's I don't even know how you measure success, except they don't come back again.
Well, many times people have to go through, and anybody that's stopped smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
it's several times.
It's several times. They think they are done, and then something happens and triggers them to go back to it again, and
yeah.
then it takes several times. And they don't always go back to the same program. But we do have a pretty high success rate if they get to the 90 days.
Okay. All right.
People are not, they're not bound to stay. So sometimes people go and they decide.
That's right. It's not a locked up facility.
No,
they can
it's
just
not.
Leave. They can leave. Okay. We're running out of time. There's going to be a dinner. It's a fundraising dinner, and I've been to it before. It's a wonderful dinner. You get people who have gone through the program that will speak. Is that correct?
Yes. We'll
and
have a testimonial from somebody who's
yeah.
who's successfully gone through their recovery and has a real unique perspective that they can share, and it humanizes it. It humanizes this challenge that people have. It's a real challenge, but it can be overcome.
And the bottom line on it is Empire Recovery Center is there to help people better themselves, get off of drugs, get off of alcohol, and become productive members of society, which, frankly, probably they all want to do. It's just that some of them just will never make it, but some of them do. So, the tickets are $70 a piece. They have a number of raffle items and everything there. It's going to be November 1st. It's going to be at the Gaia Hotel, and it's a wonderful event. We've been there before. And you can get tickets at EmpireRecovery.org.
EmpireRecoveryCenter.org.
EmpireRecoveryCenter.org. Okay. And so get your tickets.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? I had no idea it's been here since 1971. And I knew it was named, you know, that was the Empire Hotel. I'd read that someplace. But the rest of it, I've only lived here 15 years, so how am I supposed to know that?
well, times change, and some things stay the same, too.
You know, Gene, thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for what you do for our community. This is not easy. I know there are times that you just feel like you're beating your head on the wall, but then something good happens.
No, I've always, my whole life, I've been devoted to helping people with struggles. I'm a very compassionate person.
Well, God bless you. Okay, everybody, this is a way to help them. And if you can't come to the event, you can still donate.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll be back with Dr. Dan Sloan to talk about the Republicans actually had a convention in California. Let's find out what happened.
To locate and free American hostages in Gaza as Hamas continues releasing captives just one or two at a time.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the Biden administration is focused on the roughly 10 unaccounted for Americans.
It is literally an hour by hour effort here at the White House and at the State Department to find out where these folks are.
Last week, an American mother and her daughter were released by Hamas, thanks in part to involvement from the Israeli and Qatari governments.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Holding out the hope of a brighter future for the country, former President Trump has signed up for the New Hampshire presidential primary.
Trump is the first person who has served as president to file paperwork in New Hampshire in person more than once. All candidates are asked to write a message to voters in New Hampshire.
I'll say a simple message. Vote for Trump and solve your problems.
Trump won the GOP primaries in New Hampshire in 2016 and 2020, but lost in both general elections. He talked about high prices and inflation.
We'll get it all straightened out, and we'll get it done quickly.
I'm Ed Donahue.
At least 7 people killed in a massive vehicle pileup along I-55 near New Orleans. Smoke from marsh fires and dense fog cut visibility. Crash involved 158 vehicles. Georgia's abortion law, banning most abortions once a detectable human heartbeat is present, remains in effect following a ruling by the state Supreme Court. Rally underway this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 266 points, the Nasdaq ahead 118, and the S&P trading 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The leaders of three opposition groups that collectively won the most votes in Poland's recent elections have agreed to govern together.
The leaders also announced that Donald Tusk, the leader of the largest group, is their candidate to be prime minister. Tusk is a former prime minister and former president of the European Council. Their announcement came just before President Andrzej Duda was scheduled to open 2 days of post-election consultations with the heads of parties that won seats in the new parliament. Duda is required to tap a candidate for prime minister.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Washington State Senator Jeff Wilson arrested in Hong Kong for carrying a gun that was not registered in the city. His website and local media report that he was released on bail after a court appearance. Local media reports say Wilson was arrested Saturday after landing at the Hong Kong International Airport. He was traveling with his wife for a five-week vacation in Southeast Asia. Townhall.com. Vladimir Putin's leading foe is facing another setback.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Monday refused to leave his cell and skipped a court hearing, protesting after prison officials took away all of his writing supplies. Navalny, who is serving a 19-year prison term, was due to participate in a court hearing via video link on Monday after one of his many lawsuits he had filed against his prison. After Navalny's refusal to appear, the court hearing was adjourned until November 2nd. Navalny's 2021 arrest came upon his return to Moscow from Germany, where he recuperated from nerve agent poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. He's since been handed three prison terms. Keith Peters reporting.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has opened a week-long trip to communist China. Newsom starting off his visit by talking about so-called climate change. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday, so Linda's on assignment this morning, as we all wish we could be at times. And but today, the 24th of October, a week from today, Halloween, a pagan holiday. And Christina already wants to start playing music, but I'm holding her back until next week. 8:05 in the morning, the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the weather today is going to be increasing clouds with a high near 78. I think that's it for the 90-degree weather for us, my friends, because the rest of the week through next Monday is going to be in the 60s, and today is going to be the highest, in fact, for a week at 78. We've got a 40% chance of showers on Wednesday. Thursday is going to be sunny, but then it looks like we've got a chance of showers on Friday, but then Sunday, Saturday and Sunday are going to be sunny with highs near 62 and 64. The lows are going to be in the 40s, so we have reached fall. So it's time for, this is time for football season, right? Okay. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, family owned business. A great group of people down there that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans because of the cost of, as we know, of oil and everything has gone up so much. It's a veteran owned business. I can't say enough about the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. My guest today is Dr. Dan Sloan and Tyler Diaz. Now, they're from Simpson University, but Dr. Sloan wants to make an announcement. It's not a well, it's been made kind of, but we're going to hear it in his own words today. Good morning.
I'm here.
Okay.
And, I'm honored and privileged to be able to run for our supervisors, Board of Supervisors, District 2. And I just want to make that official and get the word out because I'm very enthusiastic about the opportunities that I have in order to improve what's happening here in our management of the local community.
Well, what are some of the things that you'd like to see happen if you were elected?
You know, I would like to see a lot of the rancor go away. There's been a lot of contention here in the political scene. I'm the chair of the Shasta County GOP, the Central Committee here, and we've made some really good progress in the last 8, 9 months, 10 months in putting it together a committee that has a lot of diverse views. Even though we're all Republicans, we do have a lot of diversity in ideas. And I think that that can be extended into the management and organization of our Board of Supervisors. We don't have a lot of stability at times. The chaos that ensues within the meetings and activities that happen there. So I think I can help bring some of that.
Well, there has been rancor, as we know. Mm-hmm. Members of the board wearing T-shirts, seem to recall the other members of the board. What do you feel are the biggest things that are facing?
Well, we have high crime. The economy is a big issue in Shasta County to me. Homelessness, I'm on the board of the mission, Good News Rescue Mission. I'm the treasurer there and been on there for several years. It's something I care deeply about as well. And education, obviously, I'm a professor at Simpson University, and I would love to see STEM education, many types of opportunities for us to expand and create sustainable economic and educational environments.
Well, the scores of our kids have been going down dramatically over the last few years, and yet there's money that keeps being poured into it, and yet the grades keep going down. And Portland or Oregon is just is trying to pass a law that says they're doing away with any testing for you to graduate from high school because it's not fair to everybody to take a test to be able to graduate from high school.
It's a shame, and I've as you know, we've spoken on the air before many times, and I lived in China under socialism and communism. I adamantly disagree, obviously, with those that structure of government, but I understand things coming from different perspectives as an educator, as somebody who's living in a political environment different from our own, how important education is. And in other cultures and other countries across the world, it is incredibly important to their society. And we need to get focused more on testing and the outcomes that come out of our educational system. And by outcomes, I mean we need people who understand content and theoretical understanding, but also have the ability to have abstract learning. They need to get out of a high school as well as a college career, if you want to call it that, with the opportunity to find employment and to be contributing members of society. And that is a huge problem right now, in like you're saying. If we're not testing, what are we doing? You know, how do we evaluate whether we're efficient or providing content that is necessary for employers and for our society?
Well, I don't know. Oregon never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
They do that. The building and housing here in the county is in trouble. Mm-hmm. I've seen where county over where Chico is, their starts on housing is like five times the permits. It's like five times what we pull. What can you do about something like that?
We have a macroeconomic environment that is in trouble. And it's because of interest rates, inflation, the lack of employees to fill particular jobs. It comes down to a very complex issue macroeconomically. And that is a big part of it, is how do we address affordability? And it's what it really comes down to. And a lot of people are forced into a position right now to where they're in a home that has an interest rate on it that is on a mortgage at 2.5-3%, and if they were to trade up, let's say, if they were to trade up, they probably couldn't sell their own home and afford to finance it at a higher rate. They wouldn't qualify.
Buy my house today because the interest rates are at 8%.
Yeah, and then you add to that the mismanagement of our forests and wildfire hazards and the insurance that came about because the insurance costs are so high. That you add that additional cost to an already, extended cost with the mortgage because of the interest rate, people are not able to qualify for a home. So we're in it, like I said, a very odd, and hopefully it'll become something that is important to voters when it comes up for the presidential primary and general election, that we're going to learn about how to make that better, how to create an environment to where we can correct those problems with inflation and interest rates.
Okay, I've only got you for a few minutes here because I know you have to leave, but you've left Tyler with me to talk about what happened at the Republican convention.
Right. We are fortunate. Shasta County. People showed up. Yeah. And actually, who was there was all of the candidates for, not all of them, but a vast majority of the candidates for the presidential GOP side of the election. So we had Donald Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis. Just about all of the candidates that are running our side. So it was an opportunity for us to hear them, to listen to their. I went to a lunch and dinner, and Tyler was able to meet with Vivek, and I met with DeSantis as well. So it was just an amazing opportunity.
Anybody have a chance against Trump, you think?
You know, at this point, it was interesting to see the rooms, because when I was sitting fairly close up in front on Donald Trump's luncheon, and there were probably, 500 to 1,000 people in the room. It was just completely packed. And the energy in that room was electrifying. I mean, the people were just excited. It looked like they were decked out with all the clothing and flags and hats and everything, and just screaming and just yelling and having an amazing time. And I went to that evening. I went to the DeSantis dinner, and there were probably a third of the number of people. And they were somewhat subdued. And it's because his energy level, Ron DeSantis, while he is incredibly well versed in the topics and is a you know, the next contender to Trump, the energy is different. So that was what I was kind of keying in on, is what is the energy like, and how are people apt to have the propensity to go out and vote? And I think that's what is telling.
Do you think the indictment's going to have anything to do with it?
It could.
It sounds like
another one this morning.
Unless he's in jail before the election, which I don't see.
No, he would win hands down today. In my view, with the voters that I have spoken with in the position I hold as the Shasta County chair.
Yeah, well, you're all Republicans and all that. Right. In New Hampshire, they just they ask people why they're voting for him. There's three reasons: the economy, America first, mm-hmm. and what was the other one? It was they feel like he was a man of the people.
Yeah, you know, it's really important to me as a person who's lived in China and working with the Department of State. I loved the policies that Donald Trump put in place in regards to safeguarding us against the international threats that we have, and we're seeing those come to fruition, you know, even today in ways that probably are more threatening than they've been in a very, very long time. And he took actions that tried to, he would actually go visit people that I don't think our leadership today would go visit, you know, like Kim Jong-un. He wasn't afraid to be bold and to go out and do these things. Now, I'm not a big fan sometimes of some of the stuff he does with his personality.
Oh, no, most people don't like him.
But his policies, I think, were amazing. I mean, we need a wall. We need to protect our country from the threats that are coming in. And it's the, you know, reduce taxes, all this stuff's the talking points, our platform with the GOP. But they mean something. They mean security for us now and in the future.
Well, I've got to let you go. We're going over our time anyway. We're here with Dr. Dan Sloan. He just announced, he announced earlier, but he's announcing on the show that he's running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2.
There will be a good meeting this evening. I encourage people to come out to the Board of Supervisors meeting. There's a R2 on there is the gun range out in Millville, I believe.
Out in that area.
And it's going to be a great discussion on that. I encourage everybody to listen carefully, evaluate the evidence that's being provided, and give a non-biased opinion as to what will happen there. And I'm hoping that it will be passed, because I believe in our Second Amendment rights, and I think we can do a lot with it economically and environmentally to keep things sound.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Dan Sloan. All right.
Appreciate it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, which of course is can be life-changing for you and your family, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. This guy's an expert when it comes to workers' comp. And he worked for the insurance companies for a couple years, didn't like it, and has opened up his own office, which has grown into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. Patrick's a scrapper, and if he can help you, he will. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Hey, teacher!
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It is the 24th of October, 8:22 in the morning. about 58 degrees out there. Now, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, be it car, truck, or electric bike. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. It's going to go up to about 78 today, and that's the warmest it's going to be for the next week. Everything after that, it's going to be in the 60s with chances of rain this week. And I'm here with Tyler Diaz, a student out at Simpson University, who is one of the founders of what? What is it?
The California College Republicans chapter at Simpson University.
Okay.
Yep. It's our first year having the club on campus.
And yep. Is there more than two of you president. Now?
We actually had our first meeting on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent turnout, I would say. I mean, considering that not a lot of college people like to get involved in politics and...
Up here at Simpson, they don't.
Yeah.
But in other universities, they are all over the place.
I wouldn't say they're involved in politics. They're like activists, kind of.
Activists. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're
More
saying.
More so that way, you know.
Okay. So, Tyler, tell us who you are, though. I mean, you've been on before. But you're on the, what, wrestling?
I'm on the, Simpson University men's wrestling team. It's my third year, and I'm also the president of the College Republicans Club on campus.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm a political science major.
And you went to the GOP convention.
Yeah, I went to the GOP convention in Anaheim last month. I would say, or no, the first weekend of this month, I think.
Okay, so what was your thoughts on that? I mean, this is the first one you've ever attended, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. I ran into a lot of interesting people.
Were there other young people there?
There wasn't really that many young people. No, I think I might have been one of the youngest people there, and I'm 20, so you know.
And how old are you?
I'm 20. Yeah. I didn't
hear 20 is kind of young. So you didn't see a lot of the younger crowd there, though?
Nope. The only other young person that I really saw that I would consider a young person was the girl Caitlin, the treasurer for our club, that went with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Other than that, I think everyone is at least, young, but like 28 and through like 80.
Well,
80, you know.
So not 20, but they were in their 20s and 30s.
A lot of them, yeah.
Okay, that's all the way up to their 80s.
Yeah, all the way through.
Well, you got to expect that when you go to a convention. So what was there any surprises in there?
I ran into David Fennell running for state senate. Which was a surprise because me and Caitlin were actually looking to see where Trump was coming in for that lunch that Dan Sloan was speaking about because we weren't able to get tickets. It was really expensive and it was already sold out. So what we did was we wanted to just get a picture of him coming in, hopefully, and we ended up walking for over an hour or so just to find the back entrance where he was coming in. We got to see the whole motorcade come in with him. And I got a cool little picture that you could hardly see him giving us a thumbs up through the tinted window. Yeah. Everyone got so excited. They were like, oh, send me that picture, send me that picture. I was like, it's not that clear, but okay.
Well, when the last election, when he won, he came into Reading. Was on the tarmac there at the Reading Airport, and there was a lot of people there. I've got some pictures of him, and there were Democrats there and everybody. They just wanted to see him, and hear what he wanted to, what he was saying.
It's the energy.
There is a lot of energy there. For young people, what is it you want to see?
For young people, I pretty much just want to see them get involved in politics more. I mean, if I could help influence their opinions in any type of way, I mean, that would be awesome. However, I think that it's a big problem nowadays, more so than before, that young people really aren't getting involved in politics because they're kind of afraid to voice their opinions. They're afraid to disagree, and I think we need to disagree in order to have a flourishing democracy or republic, you know. We don't really have enough people disagreeing and voicing their opinions. We don't have enough young voters because they want change and they're not going out to vote for the change they want.
So what's the biggest change you'd like to see?
Oh, for me? I think it would be honestly probably just dealing with this homeless issue. I don't necessarily know how to deal with it all the way, but I think it would be something that I would be...
That's a local thing.
Yeah. It's pretty local for where I'm back at for home, too.
Were you able to hear speeches from the different candidates at all?
I was able to. I live-streamed the Trump speech, and I didn't get to hear the DeSantis speech.
Right.
And the Ramaswamy speech I didn't get to hear either, but I got to meet him and said hi and shook his hand and got a picture with him, so that was cool. And I've watched a lot of his debates and stuff already, so.
So, well, obviously Trump is the front runner.
Yeah.
But if something happens, who's the next one you think is going to step up?
I think Ron DeSantis would probably win if it wasn't for Trump, but, you know, Trump's going to.
He's like the gorilla.
Yeah,
he's like a 600-pound gorilla.
Yeah, it's like a gorilla fighting a baby in a forest. Yeah. You know, that gorilla's going to win.
I'm here with Tyler Diaz, who is the president of the
College Republicans.
College Republicans over at Simpson, and they've just started their. They've just started their club. Mm-hmm. They've got a number of people that have joined so far, and. I'm going to take a break because I want to hear what you think about protest and all that that's going on in other universities over this past week. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a teaching hospital that now has brought in 13 new doctors into our area for the first year. Next year, they're looking to bring another 10 in, and that same number for the next year after that. This is going to be a yearly thing that brings in residencies for a 2 to 3 year training program, and they are working with doctors at the hospital. They're working in the VA clinic, the Redding Rancheria clinics, and specialists here in town. It's a way of bringing in doctors, have them take a look at our area here and show them what a great place it is to live up here in the North State. Perhaps be able to keep a few, or after they've gone and done their specialties, come back to our area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our 4th anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard. Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 34 in the morning here on the 24th of October. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, great barbershop. I've never had a bad haircut there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they... you can make an appointment there at 530-244-9478, and so it works on your schedule. Or you can just drop by if they've got an opening and get your hair cut. It's a great place. Man's Last Stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue. I'm here with Tyler Diaz, who is the president of the Young Republicans Group.
Yep, College Republicans.
College Republicans of Simpson University.
The Young Republicans are 25 to 40 year old range, age range, actually.
25 to 40?
Yeah, they actually have their own little group called the Young Republicans.
Okay, so yours is different.
A little bit, yeah.
It's just, hey, we're seeing a lot of protest about, about Israel and Hamas. I'm literally dumbfounded by the amount of people that are talking, you know, showing students that are showing support for Hamas,
right.
And which is a worldwide terrorist organization, and yet people are supporting them and having marches in support of them. You're seeing it at the universities. Some of the CEOs of corporations. And they want to know who's leading this because they don't want anti-Semitic people in their organizations. And so this one university that had like 67 organizations sign on to supporting Hamas, I think over half of them pulled back. The different campus organizations had their names taken off it. Is it a big thing out at Simpson?
It's almost non-existent at Simpson, but the support for Hamas, I don't think I've come across a single person on campus that's been in support of the terrorist organization, so I'm thankful for that. Thankful that I'm not in a big UC area like Berkeley. I'm pretty sure they have some stuff going on down there and other big schools.
They have it all over the place, to me, it's very surprising that a lot of the people that are supporting this, quote, Hamas thing and Israelis are bad.
It's sad to see, yeah.
Are people that if they lived in that country under the Palestinian, under the Hamas type rule or the Taliban type rule, they would be, they would have no rights. Some of them would be hunted down and imprisoned or killed. And it's just, to me, I just find it interesting that they think it's okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not okay. It's far from okay, and any attack on innocent life is wrong, whether it's Israel towards Palestine or Palestine towards Israel. It's wrong to attack somebody for their religious beliefs. The anti-Semitic thing is a big problem in America today, especially with the youth.
It is, and I'm surprised at it, that that people are being so obvious about it. I mean, if it was a race, you wouldn't be hearing this. Mm-hmm. But for this religion, it is. I'm a little astounded that some of our people in our country, especially some of the younger people. Okay, Tyler, you were at the convention. What was your takeaway? Was there a lot of enthusiasm down there?
Oh, yeah, a lot of enthusiasm. It tapered away towards the end of the event because people were getting real tired and it was a few days long. But as soon as I got there, there's people out there with signs and Trump shirts, and everyone was all happy except for the few liberals out there with their speaker protesting the event. Which I thought was pretty funny. I got some good little videos of that. And, the energy was great. Everyone was really nice. Everyone came up to me and was really excited to see me there because I was a young person. So
do you think politics is going to be in your future?
I don't know if I'm going to be a politician, but I know I'll be politically involved for the foreseeable future.
Well, that's good because you need to know what's going on around you.
I believe so.
Unfortunately, people don't vote.
Nope.
I find that amazing.
And that's one of our goals with our club, actually, is to get people registered to vote. We had a little thing, a little laptop set up with the website for people to register to vote at our club meeting that we had on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
because they couldn't be a voting member of our club if they weren't registered voters, registered Republican voters in California. So we had a few people doing that, which was really cool to see people actually interested in it at around my age, because I don't hear anybody talk about wanting to vote. There's only a very few people, and it's the people who helped me run the club. So
I find that you can vote. What, you got to be 18?
18.
You can't buy cigarettes or a gun, but you can.
you can
vote.
Who runs the country?
People have talked about letting people as young as 16 vote. What do you think about that?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I know how I was at 16, and I definitely wasn't the brightest. So
if you can still be grounded by your parents, I don't think you should vote.
Yeah,
that's just an opinion of mine. If you can, parents can still ground you.
It's a pretty good reference point.
Yeah, it's right there.
I don't know. I can still get grounded by my parents, and I'm 20. So,
well, that's true too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to talk to a young individual that's interested in what's going on in the country because, I mean, the future is yours. And my granddaughter is a little bit older than you, and my grandson's a bit younger than you. So I wonder what we're turning over to them.
Mm.
And if we don't get involved, we're going to be looking at $10 a gallon of gas. We're going to be looking at a nanny state from the government, which is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they're doing in the state of California, I just would hate to see it sweep through the rest of the country here.
Definitely. I agree completely.
Okay. All right. Well, Tyler Diaz, member of the wrestling team. What's the wrestling team look like this year?
Wrestling team looks pretty good. We have our first meet this weekend, actually, on Saturday at Foothill High School, 9 a.m. if anybody listening wants to go. You don't have to pay to enter, so I think that's
Yeah, it's
really
free
cool.
entry
yeah.
to watch.
Free entry, yeah.
So who y'all going against? Is it a multi-team?
There's a bunch of teams coming. We invited a few junior college teams from California, from Oregon, and some other NAIA teams as well, so... Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting and fun.
Okay, so how are you going to do this year?
I'm going to do great. that's always my goal. I shoot for the top every time I step on the mat, so that's what I plan.
Yeah, hey, nobody's going to beat me.
Nope.
Women wrestling.
Our team looks a lot better this year, actually.
And you have a women's wrestling team, too.
Yeah, our women's wrestling team is what I meant.
Right.
Looks a lot better this year. Well, our guys do, too. But our women, I see a lot of actual wrestlers this year because in the past we haven't had the greatest recruiting or the amount of numbers we have for the women's wrestling team this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really interested to see how they grow and do this year for sure.
What about in high school and things like this, you see boys and girls on wrestling against each other?
Yeah.
Because there's no female teams.
Well, there are female teams. It's just very minimal, and not
yeah.
every school has them. Because,
right.
I mean.
Have you ever wrestled a
yeah,
girl?
Yeah. I've wrestled girls since I was 6 years old all the way through high school. I don't wrestle them anymore in college unless they wanted to practice. But other than that, I still don't typically.
Are they pretty good? I mean, I've seen them. They seem like they're.
They got some technique.
Yep. Techniques and
yeah.
stuff like that.
I'm just naturally bigger. So it's
Well, that's the thing is if you're. You know, you're just bigger physically and stronger. You know you're the same weight. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, the muscle mass and the, it's a huge difference. And the bone structure of the human anatomy, just the coordination of the sport fits males way differently than it fits women, because I'd noticed they don't have as much lateral quickness, and I think that's due to their hip structure.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be, because men and women are built differently.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Tyler, thanks a lot for being with us today. And I'm sure this won't be the last time as the elections get closer. And to are y'all going to get involved in local elections too?
Yeah, we are actually. That's probably one of our next few steps, is to get involved with local campaigns and volunteer for those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And just to get as many people involved as possible. And we're definitely going to hold meetings and stuff to watch the debates as a club together. So those are going to be open to everybody, not just the club members. So that's going to be awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you.
Hey, I've got – are you going to be here during the break, or do you got to run someplace, Christina? You going to be here during the break?
Of course he will.
Okay. Well, sometimes you wander off. I've got two tickets to the Monster Mash Bash this Friday at the Anderson VFW. These are $50 tickets, and I've got two to give away. And it's going to be in support of the Northern California Veterans Historical Museum and Heritage Center, and also the Silver Star Mothers. So you can either sponsor a table at $800, which includes 8 seats and a $450 value drawing ticket package, or you can just go there and just have a great time. They're going to have costume contest and everything. And it's the Monster Mash Bash this Friday at the VFW Hall in Anderson. Starts at 5:30, goes to 9. For more information, call 530-859-3176. We'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here for our last segment on Tuesday, the 24th of October, 8:50 in the morning. This portion, I want to talk about some of the things that are happening around here. I already talked about the MASH Bash. If you want some tickets for that, give us a call at 605-4567. Tickets are $50 a piece, so you're getting $100 worth of tickets to go Friday, October 27th, to the Monster MASH Bash down in Anderson at the VFW. But the Reading Haunted House, Reading Rotary Haunted House at the Monolith is going on now. They promised me it was scary. There's going to be like 10 rooms. You want to go to that, Christina? Do you like going to haunted houses, things?
If to be honest, I don't really have experience with Halloween.
You've never done that? Well, I just happen to have. I might be able to get you into that. So you can go there and be scared for me. The haunted house at the Monolith. It goes from Thursday through Sunday. This week. So if you're interested in something like that, they usually have a lot of people going through, and it's a good time. In Louisiana, 158 vehicles were involved in crashes due to a super fog of smoke from marsh fires and dense fog on Interstate I-55 in Louisiana. Left over 158 vehicles were involved in crashes around near New Orleans. At least 25 people were taken to hospitals, and hundreds other sought medical treatment in other places. 7 people killed after this. Videos and pictures showed crushed vehicles packed among the debris on the interstate. Some cars were overturned and on top of each other. And, you know, here's what I don't understand. We've all driven through fog, dense fog. And I'm always amazed at, you know, first of all, you slow down. I put on my flashers. I've got my lights on and I'm looking. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the car in front of me, because I'm not going to be driving at 70 miles an hour into the fog thinking other people are doing it. And yet people will blow by you like they're on their way to some kind of an emergency. And I don't understand that. On I-5 in, down by Camp Pendleton, there's landing zones alongside the freeway. And a helicopter came in, and I was going south on 5. And a helicopter comes in and lands. And when it came in, the dust cloud completely obliterated the freeway. You couldn't see. and it came down, and it was, I mean, people were doing 70, 75 miles an hour. And this, when the helicopter came down and landed, you couldn't see anything. So slowed down, got through that, got on the phone, and called back to the operations guy there at El Toro and said, you've got helicopters landing on the freeway, next to the freeway, and it is just obliterating the vision or the visibility for everybody on the freeway. So, and they were, after that, they, I think they made a couple of these LZs off limits for it. You know, I don't watch much football, professional football. There's other things going on. But last night I had time, and I was kind of like, the 49ers have kind of pulled me back. Because I saw this guy, this young man named Brock Purdy last year. You know, he's won every game. Christian McCaffrey has set a new record for the amount of touchdown. He scored a touchdown in the last 18 games or 16 games. So I watched it last night, and last week the 49ers lost because the field goal kicker in the last seconds couldn't hit a 45-yard field goal. But last night when they played the Vikings, I realized that Brock Purdy is only a second-year quarterback and that he's going to make mistakes. And he made some huge ones last night. And Miami and Minnesota played really well, and Kirk Cousins was on target through the whole night. But even then, coming down in the last minute, they could have won the game. And Purdy threw a interception. He threw two interceptions in the fourth quarter. So the guy that you thought was, I know, guy I thought, well, you know, here's a young man that's really, really good. And everything you're reading about him, and you could watch him. But guess what? He's a second-year quarterback. So the GOP party here, the Central Republican Committee, has come out in favor of the Jones gun range and has asked people to take a look at it because of the further assaults on the Second Amendment by the state of California beginning January 1st, 2024. California's 1 in 30 restriction limiting most customers to the purchase of only one handgun or semi-automatic centerfire rifle per 30-day period will expand to include all firearms purchased from a California firearms dealer. You'll only be able to buy one firearm per 30-day period, regardless of the type of firearm purchased. Now, you say, well, okay, well, how many do you need? It's not the point, the restricting it. Are they going to then, you know, then the next thing could be, well, you know what, how many guns do you need? And if you bought one, is one a year? Is that okay? Is two a year okay? What is exactly? So what they've done is they've come up with a, come up backing the proposal to put a new weapons training, a new range. And as they said, the new range will attract Olympic and national sports teams and encourage the development of teams at Simpson, or at a hometown university, Simpson or Shasta. Like a local rodeo grounds, they have a long history of cultural pride and seek ways to provide economic growth while safeguarding our values. So, now, the people that are fighting it are okay. They probably agree in the Second Amendment, but they just don't want it close to them. So that meeting, I believe, is tonight. And the other things that are happening here in Israel, They've released some more hostages. Hamas has released some more hostages. 85-year-old woman who says that she recalls the Hamas hell and says shalom to her captor. She was hit by Hamas militants, was forced to walk through miles of underground tunnels. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. The Israelis have not launched a ground attack against the West Bank there, against Hamas. And I'm wondering if they will or how they're going to do that. The other thing, too, I saw is that we're on track to having 2 million illegals coming across the border being stopped. Now, the problem with it being stopped is that many of them are being then transported to other places in the United States. And of that group, what's the percentage that's showing up for their, you know, for the adjudication of it? The other point is that they've started stopping Palestinians, Syrians have started coming across the border at this point. How many, you know, since it's such a porous border, how many of those who may be linked to terrorist organizations are coming across the border and we just don't even know about it? And why isn't this a big thing? I mean, Mayorkas said we've got to build a wall because we cannot handle the number of people coming across. And why are so many millions coming across? And by the way, for the first time, people from Guatemala have become the highest number of people crossing the border as opposed to Mexico, people from Guatemala. And I think we've spent a lot of money in Guatemala trying to increase their economic structure down there so that they'll stay. I don't think it makes any difference. Now, do you understand why they're coming? Of course you understand why they're coming. They're coming for a better life. However, we're just not stopping them at the border. And we wonder why we have a fentanyl crisis, why we have a drug crisis, why we have it's going to have a huge impact on our economy, on our medical, schools, all of this. When so many people come across the border and are being allowed to stay in the United States, how long is this going to go on? And you have to ask, you know, Joe Biden, is this what your plan is just to keep letting hundreds of thousands of people into the United States without any type of ramifications, without any type of control on it? Those are just questions that are going to be coming up this year. So, hey, everybody.